We are in Simin Shin Lamed Vav on the halachas of the Isser of using a tree on Shabbos as a gzeir that you'll pull off a leaf. We learned that they only made a gzeir on trees and not on yarakis. We're now up to Siv Beis. We'll be doing from Beis and Gimel. Shar She'ilan Hagvol Min Aretz Gimel Tfachim Also Lishtamish Behem. Roots of trees that are more than three tfachim on the ground, off the ground, you're not allowed to use. Pachas mikam mutter l'shtamish behem. Within three tfachim, it's mutter because they're bottled to the ground. The karka chshiva, they're considered the ground. V'imboim l'mal of yordim l'mata. What happens if they go up and come down? B'makim shegvohim shlosha asurim. B'makim shegvohim shlosha mutarim. Where it's three high, it's asur. Where it's not three high, it's mutter. Now, some say that that there's an iser, if we're talking about asadim that have fruit, it's aser anyway. Now, another thing is that the Mishnah Berurah says that it says that if it goes up and comes down, you're allowed to use the part that is tol gimel to the karka. That's only if it's not surrounded by karka on all the sides. If it's surrounded by karka on all the sides, then the whole thing is considered mechuber. But if part of it is elevated and it's not connected, it's only connected on one side, the other side it's not connected to the ground, it's above three tefachim, then the halachi is that you're allowed to use the part that is. You're allowed to use the part that is connected to the ground. Siv Gimel. Mutter leilach al gabi asavim ben lachim ben yeveshim. You're allowed to walk on grass, whether they're moist or dry. Kiven sheino miskaven litlosh. Even though you're walking barefoot and it's probably going to get caught between your toes, it's still mutter. Avala ochle, the reason, because it's an ena miskaven, and it's not a psikresha. So the Bir Halacha says that if you're running, it is a psikration, it's aser. Also, he says that even if you walked, if you're going barefoot, then whatever grass gets stuck between your toes, that grass is mukta. Avala ochlim beganis asurim litl yideim al asabim. When you eat in a garden, you're not allowed to pour your hand over it. You're not allowed to pour water over your hands over it. Because by washing your hands, it's a psik resha for watering the ground. This is even if it's not your ground, it's not your garden, you couldn't care less, because psik resha lo nichale, we also hold as aser. Avol muter lahatel be meraglayim, whereas meraglayim is muter, there's no shash that urine it will fertilize the ground. The Deferes Yisrael and Mishnayis claims that it is good, however the Mishnah Berurah is machriya that if Chazal said it isn't good, then it isn't. Oshar mashkin, sheina matzmichim. Hagav alachin tov lachmish olecho beganesim yishtamish shamayim. The bekoshi yesh nizar shlo yiplu shamayim. You shouldn't eat on the ground when you're using water because the odds are that you're going to splash some water on the ground. So once again, meiraglayim chazal were matter because it doesn't make things grow. Whereas water would be aser because it is a psikresha.